shoes on.
Amen.
Long time ago.
Amen.
Just 10 years old. Got saved at the same place Brother Larry Waters said he got saved at, Cherry Valley United Baptist Church. I was about four rows back and on the left-hand side, but I'll never forget the day that God saved me. Never been the same since. God does make a change. I'm glad He does. And it's an eternal change. It's not a temporary change. It's something that's eternal. I do want to say, if you got your Bibles, turn with us to Luke chapter number 13. That's where God has laid on my heart for this morning to preach. But we do say it's a privilege and an honor to be here at South Lebanon with you folks. We just love your pastor. He has been a great inspiration to me throughout the years. He's been a blessing, his family. And we just appreciate the church this morning. But most important, we want to give God praise and glory and honor for all these things. If it wasn't for saving grace, Brother Larry, I wouldn't know who Jason Faulkner was. I wouldn't know who Larry Waters was, probably. But I'm glad that God was merciful, and He has saving grace to save. Ain't you glad of that? Well, I'm glad for that. I feel good in the Lord. I prayed this morning, been asking God on what I should preach, and I just be honest with you, a lot of things crossed my mind today or this morning, but this God laid my heart on this scripture, so I'm going to preach what God's laid on my heart. It's still an old-fashioned message, you know that? Jesus Christ is the only thing you can preach. And I'm glad for that. And if the Lord be willing, I want to preach about Him just for a little while. But God's laid this scripture in my heart. Luke chapter 13 and starting with verse number 10. Now you pray for us this morning. We'll give you what God has given us. In Luke chapter 13 and verse number 10. And the Bible said, and He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could no wise lift up herself. And Jesus saw her, and He called her to Him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord then answered him, and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water him? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from her bond of on the Sabbath day? And when he said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by Him. That's all we're going to read this morning. And we want to preach on some things that God has laid on my heart about this scripture. We do know that every time the Lord healed, it was a type or a picture of what the Lord does for us when He saves us. When the Lord saved me, I was blind and now I see. When I was lost, I was lame and could not walk. But now the Lord gave me legs where I can walk and glorify Him. There was a time where I was a leper and I needed cleansed, but God cleansed me. Here the Bible talks about a woman that was bowed over, and I want to preach just for a little bit this morning on the Lord can straighten you up. Amen. Ain't you glad of that this morning?
I tell you, we live in a crooked and a perverse generation. We live in a time that sin and Satan has bound our people and loved ones. But I got good news this morning. The Lord can straighten you up. Amen. I'm glad that God is still got the power yesterday, today, and forevermore. Ain't you glad you serve a God that's able to straighten your life up? Amen. First of all, I want to say, notice her condition. She had infirmity for 18 years. She was bowed over. In other words, she could not, the Bible said, in no wise lift up herself. She was in a bad state. But her physical condition was just an outward showing of an inward problem. You know, tonight, you say, preacher, I don't, my life's a mess. My life's in trouble. If it is this morning, it's because there's an inward problem. Amen. You don't get into shape like this woman overnight. It is a gradual progression. Amen. But ain't you glad the Lord can straighten you? Man, I feel good this morning. This woman had a condition where she in no wise could do anything about it. But the source of her condition was Satan himself. Do you realize this morning, young folk and old alike, the devil's on your trail. He hates you and would destroy you if he could. He would have killed her if he was able, but all he could do was bow her over. Man, I feel that. You know what? You say, preacher, I'm glad I'm not in that shape. Hey, if you ain't looking upward and you're looking down all the time, you're in the same condition. Amen. But good news, the Lord can straighten you up. Here she was bowed for 18 years. I don't know how long you've been in your condition, but it don't matter. The Lord can straighten you up. Man, I feel bad. Listen, Satan told her with a spirit of infirmity. It was an outward showing of what was going on inwardly. I don't know what's going on in your heart, but God does. And listen to me, the devil's a liar and the father of it. He will destroy you if you let him. Amen. Amen. Man, I feel good this morning. The spirit of infirmity had bowed this woman over. Listen to me, young folks. You say, listen, I gradually seeing works gradually. It doesn't work just suddenly like that. A sin will eventually start to work on you and start to change your conditions. Man, I feel that this morning. You can hide, but you can't hide from God. And if you got an inward problem, eventually it'll show up on the outside. If you ain't smiling, you ain't got the spirit like you used to, that's just an outward showing of an inward issue. Amen. You say you're saved, it look like you've been eating pickles and prunes for breakfast. There's a problem. Amen. But ain't you glad the Lord can straighten you? Woo! Gradually, things begin to change in her life. Sin will gradually change you. Yes, sir. I tell you, friends, and this woman never thought when she first started feeling the contraction of her body, she never thought in a million years she'd get as bad as she was. But listen, that's what the devil will do to your life. He'll start out small, and every time you bow to sin, he'll put the ratchet on you. And every time you bow a little bit more, he'll crank her down. But praise God, he's able to straighten you up. Bless his name. Amen. Woo! That's why sin is a dangerous thing to be playing with. Amen. Lost and saved alike. Amen. I tell you, there's been some good men, great men that's walked. Some of the greatest men I know that's ever walked in shoe leather, amen, they're bowed over tonight. Amen. Amen. You know why? Because a little leaven the whole lump. I'm telling you, friend, sin is nothing to mess with. It'll destroy your life. It'll destroy your family. But good news, God can straighten that mess out and straighten you up. Amen. She was bowed over. Satan had got a hold of her. Amen. For 18 years, she gradually started getting worse and worse. If I could study my Bible right, Brother Jackson, Jesus was approximately 30 years old at this point. You know where Jesus was 18 years from that point? He was 12 years old preaching in the synagogue. Man, I'm about to shout all over this house. The Bible don't say it, but she could have been there the first time she ever had a symptom. And heard a little 12-year-old boy preaching and teaching in the synagogue, saying there never been a man spake like that man, but I'm going to ignore it. I ain't that bad. I'll get by. And now look where she's at. But ain't you glad for a merciful Savior that can straighten you up? Woo! Bless his holy name. As a 10-year-old boy, I remember God spoke to me when I was 7 or 8. And I thought, I ain't that bad. I'm just a little boy. But I could feel in my heart Satan ratcheting on me. Every time mom would turn her back and the kids would come over, I'd say things I shouldn't say. I'd say, you know what, when we get older, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Had my mind made up what I was going to do. And by the way, you'll never make sin what you want it to be. You'll never conform sin to what you want it to be. Sin, you work it down. Sin will conform you into what it wants you to be. You'll never overcome it. You ain't able. Amen. There's folks here that's dabbling in things they shouldn't. It's changed your outward appearance and everybody knows it but you. Amen. Subtleness. Subtleness. I want you to know there's been a lot of things, a lot of folks I want to straighten out. I want to straighten out my own kids, but I can't straighten them out. God's got to straighten them up. Matter of fact, I can straighten them out for a while, but what goes on in their heart is what's important. I tell you, friend, that's why we've taken the church, preached the gospel, and let God straighten them up. We can straighten them out, but it won't last. Man, I feel that. My brother Curtis, I know what you used to be. They tried straightening him out, but they couldn't do it. But thank God the Lord straightened him up. Man, I feel like running. Woo! Matter of fact, when I It's a young boy. I'd say, is Curtis going to be there? They say, yeah, I'm not going because he scares me. I look at him crooked, he might beat me up. But praise God, oh, the Lord straightened you up. You had a brand new spirit and a brand new walk and a brand new hymn. And God put a brand new love in his heart and straightened that mess out. Praise his name. Amen. The Lord can straighten you up. The world's trying to straighten you out with psychology. That's right. They're trying to work on the mind. But before you ever get straightened up, it's got to be a heart issue. God's a heart surgeon. Man, I feel good. They told me the other day, they said, Brother Jason, they got on me. My doctor said my heart really is not in good shape, that aneurysm, they're worried about it growing. And you know, he said, if you ain't careful, how that thing will bust on you, better be careful. He said, don't get excited and don't get jumping around. But I tell you, friend, when God moves on the scene, if this heart busts today, if I don't leave this building, my heart's been fixed a long time ago. Amen. And I'm going to a better country. I'm going to a better place. Cause God straightened this old boy out. Amen. Woo! Bless his name. This woman was bowed over. She was in trouble. There's folks in this room in trouble. You've got some outward signs. Somebody's talking about that. To have some outward signs that something's going on inwardly. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you something. When my kids lived at home, now I'm an empty nester now. Both my young'uns are gone. But when my young'un's at home, and I can detect it right now, I'm around them long enough. But when there was something wrong, I could detect it. Hey, ma'am, their attitude started getting worse. They started getting smart alecky. They started bowing over a little bit. Hey, ma'am, and I tell you, take a belt and I'd wear them out sometimes. That'd straighten them out for a little bit, but it never straightened them up all the way. I tell you, friend, daddy and mommy can only go for so far. They love you, but if you ever want to get straightened out, you're going to have to yield yourself all the way to God and let him do the work that you're so desperately trying to do and can't. Woo! Hey, man. I can tell them to take them to the place that they can hear about Jesus. She was in a good place. She's in the synagogue. You're in a good place. You're in the church house. But there's some folks here bent over. You're not happy. You're miserable. You try to put on a show. Man, I don't know why I'm preaching this way, but I feel good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, I'm glad he knows what's going on in your heart. Somebody said, I wish he'd quit. He's getting on me now. I'll tell you, friend, it ain't me. It's God trying to straighten you up. He loves you. He cares about you. Woo! He wants to do the work. And notice, she was in a bad state. She could have been there when Jesus preached when he was 12 years old, don't say. But I know 18 years ago, he was 12 years old preaching and teaching in the synagogue. She could have been there, ignored it. You could be here. Your life ain't that bad right now, you think. Old preacher, I got some problems, but everybody does. Hey, you're just old-fashioned. That's what to say. Thank God I'm old-fashioned. Man, I feel good. You know what I'm so glad for? I'm so glad for an old-fashioned gospel. You know what the old-fashioned gospel is? It ain't how grandma and grandfather did it. It's how God said to it. And brother, I want to walk in that way. I want to do what he tells me to do. Because that way's a good way. And that way's a straight way. Praise his name. Woo! No wonder he called it a straight and narrow. There ain't no crooked or perverse thing can walk that. Straight is the gate. If you're crooked, you're not getting into a straight gate. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you, the Lord's still able to straighten your life up. This woman, and I've got to close her. This woman was bowed over. She was in a bad condition. But she said, you know what I want to do? Her Jesus is preaching this morning. I'm going to sneak in and sneak out. You know what? Her day's an old-fashioned day in South Lebanon, Ohio. I'm going to sneak in and sneak out. And nobody will know. But ain't you glad Jesus saw her?
Amen.
Run a little out. Yes! I tell you, you know what he did? He saw the one that had the worst problem. I don't know where your seat is this morning. I don't know who you are. I don't know what's going on in your life. But God knows your heart. And he can straighten it out. Bless his name. She might have snuck in, Brother Jason. She said nobody seen. She was bowed over. She's probably little in stature. She squeezed in between the people. And she said, I'll just sit and squeeze in and see what he's just saying and go back on. But boy, she didn't know something was going to change that morning. You might have squeezed in and think you're going to squeeze out. But I got good news. On an old-fashioned day, God can do an old-fashioned work and an old-fashioned heart and straighten you up. He can do it. The Bible says, he called her. Then he called her. You know why he called her? Had something to say to her. Woo! When he saw me, brother, he called me. And then when he called me, he called that woman. She came to him. He spoke to her. He said, woman, now she came. That was obedience. And you're never going to get healed unless you come to when God called you. But when she came, after obedience, prepare for the blessing, brother. It'll come. You ain't going to get blessed. God ain't going to change your life until you get obedient to the call. And when she came to the call, he spoke to her and said, woman, thou art cleansed or healed in this world. Albert said it there. He said, you're made whole, in other words. Woman, you're made whole. And after he spoke to her, he touched her. Woo! I'm glad when the Lord called me, he spoke to me and he touched me. That is the sequence and it works. I'll tell you, listen, I'm glad for the call. I'm glad when he spoke to me. But more important, I'm glad he touched me. He changed me that day. And what he's done for us, he'll do for you. He's the same yesterday, today, today, forever. It changeth not. The devil's in the binding business. The Lord's in the loosening business. I'm glad it still works today. We're preaching an old-fashioned day. I thought I had to preach an old-fashioned message, and God said, what you'll preach is still old-fashioned. They don't like it. That's right. They've tried to change it. They try to compromise it. But I'll tell you, it still takes the pure, unadulterated word of God through the power of the preacher. Amen. Through the anointing of God's man to preach the gospel to straighten lives up. They're trying to teach it and talk it and put it on the big screen. I'll tell you, friend, and entertain you. That ain't what God's interested in. He's interested in doing the work. And he does it from the inside out. You know where her problem was? Internally. When he touched her, the Bible said she immediately rose up. She didn't have to go through four or five classes on how to be straightened up. Man, I feel that this morning. I tell you, we got to live in a world, and there's nothing wrong with teaching young converts and getting in a room with them and helping them and explaining things to them. But if they ain't got the Spirit of God, you're just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. It takes the Spirit of God to live in their heart. You can help direct them, but God will have to straighten them up. You know why I follow the Word of God and try my best? Because there's something changed in me. The Lord straightened me up. Don't tell me you're saved and live like the devil. Every day of your life and come to Sunday and smile and tell me everything's all right. That's a lie right out of hell. Exactly right. I'm telling you, I'm not saying you'll ever be perfect. I'm not saying you're going to live a clean life all the time. But I will say this, if you're living in sin and you're saved, you're not happy with it. Amen. You can't live happy in sin and be saved. It's impossible. God chastens those he loves. If you can live crooked and you just kill yourself to do something crooked and perverse and you willingly do it and there's no conviction about it, you need to get saved. Amen. I'll just amen myself on that. That's true. When I was saved at 10 years old, I'm not bragging on me. But young folks, this is why you want to give your heart to Jesus while you're young. I've never had alcohol. I've never had drugs. I married to one woman, only know one person all my life. And you know what? I had people I tell the guys at work, they'll say, you're lying, there's no way that you can live in this world and not drink or do drugs or anything. I said, listen, there is a way. You know who it is? Jesus Christ the way. He is the truth. He is a life. The devil's a liar. I tell you, don't go in life and sin. Listen, you can feel Satan ratcheting you right now as a young child. But don't ignore the message down the road. You wish you hadn't. Amen. Folks in this building that heard the call would not come. Their life did not get better. It got worse. I gotta hurry. But I feel so good. He called her, spoke to her, he touched her. The Lord straightened her immediately. It wasn't a 10, 12 step program, 7 step program. It was an immediate program. I'm glad for an immediate change. When I was 10 years old, I'd never done anything bad, but hey, there was an immediate change. And I remember the first trial, had a bully on the school bus. Said, I'm going to beat you up, you told on me. There was a boy in front of me, told on the guy in the back. I didn't say anything, but somebody in front told on this guy in the back. He said, I know you was the one done, I'm going to whoop you. I said, I'm going to tell Jesus on him. That was my first trial. I can remember that. You say that's insignificant. That don't mean much. It does mean something. You know what it means? The Lord straightened me up. As a 10-year-old boy, I didn't try to do it on my own. I didn't go tell the teacher. I said, Lord, you know what he said. You have to deal with it. I can't. And you know what he did? He dealt with it. I got off the bus. Here was the bully. Waiting on me. I got off and said, Lord, whatever happens, I'm going to give you glory. Well, I have to do with a black eye. But when I got off the school bus, he looked at me, wrung his hands, walked off. That was my first trial. And I did. I was a little boy. I said, Lord. And as he walked away, I said, by the way, Jesus loves you. That was my first trial. I'll tell you, it's the same ever since. The bullies tried to beat me up. Satan's tried to come along. I just tell Jesus about it. He takes care of it. And I give him glory. Praise the Lord. This morning. As 10 years old, I knew I was lost.
The devil will not let you go. He's got a hold on you this morning. Every time you bow to sin, he'll crank it down. Would you stand with me, preacher? I feel like that this morning. Crank her down. He'll let you up. It'll get worse and worse. But the day that Jesus healed her and straightened her up, you know what? She was always looking down. You know why this world can't understand how we're so happy and why that we rejoice in the Lord? Because we're looking up and they're looking down all the time. My perspective has changed. And as she was down looking down all the time, that's all she could see was dirt and earth. But when Jesus straightened her up that day, she said, oh my goodness, there's a whole new world. The sun's a shining, the birds, I can see them for the first time in a long time. Things have changed. Many men be in Christ Jesus, behold, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming. And as she started walking, leaping, and jumping, praising the Lord. The Bible says she praised the Lord. And as she was praising the Lord, they looked at her and said, hey! Ain't you that woman that was bowed over just the other day? She didn't have a problem getting the testimony. She said, yeah, I was. The Lord straightened me up. There's folks in this building that your life's a mess. We can't see it. We don't understand things going on, Jason. The devil's put a stronger hold on some of your lives. You need to move forward. You need Jesus is calling your name. He's the only one.